We need to finish covering some of the points relating to the Bible as God speaking, and really get into the burden of this matter. God speaking, right? We saw this morning some of the history, some of the things relating to God speaking. Tonight, there's a couple of very, very crucial points. And the first are in the first two verses, 2 Samuel. Oh, before we go to this, I wanted to check you out on something else. You had a lot of verses to read, right? Okay, we don't have time to go over them. That's why I almost forgot about them. But I'd like to just check, what is your impression out of all these verses? What is the common thing in all the verses that I gave you? Exodus, Samuel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Zechariah, all these verses. What did you notice was the source? The Holy Spirit. God was the source. The Holy Spirit was the source. I want you to turn now to 2 Samuel 23. I'm just going to pick out one or two of these verses and look at them. 2 Samuel 23. 1, 2, and 3. Halfway through verse 3, okay? Let's read them all together. Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me. Okay. So, the last words of David came from where? What was the source of the last words of David? Okay. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. What else? The God of Israel said, right? And then what's the third one? The Rock of Israel spake to me. This is a very unique verse in the Old Testament. You didn't catch this. That's what I want to find out, whether you caught it, you see. The rest, I have the assurance you caught. I didn't have the assurance that you caught this. That's why I'm reading this tonight. Okay? First, the Spirit spake by me. Second, the God of Israel said. And third, the Rock of Israel spake to me. What is the Rock of Israel? Junior high and high school. Christ. How can you prove that? What's the Rock of Israel? In the history of Israel, what's the Rock of Israel? What rock is important in Israel's history? The Rock. The smitten rock, right? The smitten rock. The rock that the water came out of, right? That's the Rock of Israel. That's the rock. Okay, how can you prove that that rock is Christ? You're not wrong, brother. How can you prove it? How can you prove it? Now we do a little Bible study. How can you prove it? Somebody over here? Yeah. Stand up and read it. Jerry, very good. Stand up and read. 1 Corinthians 10:4.
And we all drink the same spiritual drink.
Amen.
And for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them.
Amen.
And that rock was Christ.
And amen. They drank of the rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Isn't this an amazing verse in 2 Samuel? That David spoke by God, I should say, by the Spirit, and by God, and by Christ. In other words, David's words came from the triune God. You have to be impressed with this verse. This is the way, as Brother Lee says, to study the Bible, right? This is the way to study the Bible. You see? This is not repetitious. You see, it seems, because verse 1 gets you set up. Verse 1 seems very repetitious. This is like quite an introduction to David. David, the son of Jesse, the man who was raised up, the anointed of God, the sweet psalmist of Israel. This is like his resume. Thank you. This is like his resume, right? Right? Or his eulogy, one or the other. Right? This is a lot of different things. Every phrase of those has a meaning, but we're not studying David tonight. Then it goes on to say, the Spirit of God spake by me, the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me. How about that? You need to see that God, the triune God, is the source of all the words in the Bible. God and the Spirit and Christ. Or the Spirit and God and Christ. And the order is interesting because it's the Spirit first. The Spirit comes, right? And God speaks. And Christ also says something. How about that? This is a very, very impressive verse to show. All these verses that you read show the source of the speaking. That's what I'm after. The source. The source. The source with Moses. Was the Lord said, speak these words, right? The source with David was what? The Spirit and God and the Rock. That's the source of the words that he spoke, right? And then Jeremiah, the Lord said. And then Ezekiel, the word of the Lord came. And then Zechariah, the word of the Lord, right? And then in the New Testament, you found out David spoke by the Holy Spirit, right? And then even the Lord Jesus said the words that he spoke, he didn't come from himself, it came from the Father, right? So we need to see that there is a source of all the speaking in the Bible, right? There is a source, and that source is God. But that source is the triune God, the Spirit and God and Christ, okay, speaking in the words of the Bible.